This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
I'm Kate Collin and welcome to this week's edition of 6 Minute English. And today I'm joined by Dima. Hi, Dima.
Hello.
Well, I'd like to start today's programme by asking you about your online habits. So would you say you're a heavy internet user, Dima?
I am, actually, but I don't know if it's entirely by choice, because obviously working for the department which makes online materials, I have to be on the internet pretty much all the time. But to be honest, when I get back home, I don't use the internet quite as often as I used to.
Since the 1980s, we've been living through what has been known as the digital revolution. Could you explain what this term digital revolution means, please?
Of course. Well, as far as I understand it, the digital revolution refers to the major changes brought about by computing and communications technology during the second half of the 20th century, and which is still going on today. In fact, nowadays, a fast internet connection is seen as an essential service, because now most people rely on the internet in so many areas of their lives. The Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has even said that having access to the web is as necessary as water, gas and electricity.
That's quite incredible. You'd never have heard of that 10 years ago.
True.
But while many of us are going online to shop, keep in touch with friends, apply for jobs or log on to the BBC Learning English site, there are also many people who either can't or don't want to get themselves online, which is leading to a digital divide.
Yes, a digital divide. That's the term for the gap between people with access to digital technology and those with very limited or no access. This could be either because of technical or financial reasons, or simply because people are not interested in getting themselves online. Whatever the reason, it's beginning to cause problems, as more and more public services rely on their customers having the internet.
But now for my question for today. Are you ready?
Well, yes.
How many people over the age of 15 in Britain do you think are estimated to not use the internet? Is it A, 7 million, B, 17 million, or C, 30 million?
I would go for the lowest one, which is 7 million.
All right, good guess. We'll check your answer in a few minutes. But first of all, we're going to hear from Ellen Helsper, who's a researcher with the Oxford Internet Institute, where she's monitoring British computer use. So let's listen. How have non-users' attitudes to the internet changed since the year 2003?
Non-users now are becoming less and less likely to want to be engaging with technology such as the internet. So I think, for example, in 2003, about 40% of people who weren't using the internet said they would probably use it soon in the next year. Well, now that's gone down to 20%.
That's interesting. So she said that in 2003, about 40% of people who weren't using the internet said they probably would in the next year. But now only about 20% say the same thing.
Yes, it's quite a dramatic result, which really shows that there are people out there who are not interested at all in what the internet has to offer. Let's have a listen and find out some of the reasons that these people give.
We are seeing a rise in the importance of reasons such as that people are just not interested in the internet. It's not as much anymore about I can't get access, it's too expensive. We're really seeing a rise of people that saying, like, really, it's not that relevant to my life. I don't see how I would fit it in.
Well, she said there's a rise in the number of people who are saying the internet is simply not relevant to their lives. The reasons they used to give were that it's too expensive or they can't get access. But now they say it's more because they've got other things they'd rather spend their time doing. They can't fit it in, which means they don't have time for it.
Which is fair enough, I suppose. I mean, there's nothing wrong with reading a book or spending your time doing activities which don't involve sitting in front of a computer. But the government is worried about the number of people who feel like this, and they're so concerned that they've actually hired someone called Martha Lane Fox to try to encourage people to get online. In the following extract, you'll hear the expression, digging your heels in. Can you explain what this means?
Digging your heels in? Well, I understand this is an expression which means to resist something really strongly, despite having a lot of pressure.
So let's have a listen. Why does Martha Lane Fox think it is so important for people to get online?
I believe the web enables you to have more freedom about how you run your life. And I think that often the people who are digging their heels in saying there's nothing in it for me have not had the opportunity to see what might be for them on the web.
Well, she said that people who are stubbornly refusing to use the web and who say it doesn't interest them don't know what they're missing.
But why does it matter so much?
I think it matters because I don't think you can be a proper citizen in our society in the future if you're not engaged online. And I'm not talking about just engaging with public services, but having access to the same information and choice as other people.
So she said you can't be a proper citizen, that you don't get the same public services or access to the same information as other people who do go online.
So finally, to the question I asked you earlier, I asked you how many people do you think over the age of 15 in Britain are estimated to not use the internet?
I went for 7 million.
And I'm afraid you were wrong. It's actually
than
that. It's actually 17 million people
Who
currently do not have regular access to the web.
God, that's nearly a third of population.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Well, no wonder the government are becoming a bit worried about it. So that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.